Border Chief, DHS Hiring Caregivers to Aid Young Migrants. By Neil Monroe on May 20, 2021. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is hiring 260 caregivers to help young migrants as they cross the border, even though drug smugglers are pushing more deadly drugs over the border, according to the Acting Commissioner of the Customs and Border Protection Agency. We are in the process of hiring additional caregivers to help the migrating children and youths, Troy Miller, the Acting Commissioner for U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, agency, told a hearing of the House Appropriations Committee on Wednesday. We have 260 in the pipeline or hired now, and we're getting those folks on the southwestern border, he added. Most of the teenage and child migrants are the left-behind children of illegal migrants who left to get jobs in the United States. The migrant parents often hire cartel-controlled coyotes to accompany their children to the U.S. border, knowing that President Joe Biden's DHS will complete the coyotes' delivery of their children to their addresses in the United States. The cartel's DHS-supported child delivery business is profitable, especially because the children can also be used to distract CBP officers while cartel operatives sneak covert shipments of drugs and job-seeking adults across the border. During Donald Trump's presidency, Democrats insisted that the border agencies help migrants cross the border. This political demand has been built on the moral claim that the migrants are victims fleeing disasters, not economic migrants looking for better wages. In 2016, we had no medical staff at our border facilities, Miller told the House hearing. At the beginning of the current, 2021, situation, we had around 700 medical staff. Now today, as we sit here, we have 850 across the southwest border, and we have hired additional non-medical caregivers. Increasing the number of non-medical caregivers has been a top priority of mine and of the subcommittee, responded Representative Lucille Roy Ballard, DCA. In 2020, drugs smuggled through the border and the mail system helped to kill at least 80,000 Americans. In the hearing, Miller described the rising scale of drug shipments that the cartels hide among the flow of Biden's migrants heading toward CBP agents. As we sit here today, our fentanyl seizures are up 308% in fiscal year 2021, heroin 14%, cocaine 100%, and methamphetamines up 20%. So the men and women of CBP continue to do a phenomenal job of keeping these dangerous narcotics off the streets. Biden's other agencies are also spending Americans' money to help illegal migrants settle in the United States. Biden's officials at the Department of Health and Human Services are spending almost $9 billion by October to help migrants transport their left-behind children to cities throughout the United States. That spending does not include additional spending by DHS. His deputies are allowing illegal migrants to get housing subsidies even as millions of Americans need the funds to offset rent spikes worsened by the nation's growing population of illegal aliens. In 2019, for example, Breitbart News spotlighted the impact of inflated housing prices on poor Americans. High housing costs also helped push New York's poverty rate up to 14.1% and New Jersey's rate up to 14%, according to Table A5 on page 28 of the report, which is titled The Supplemental Poverty Measure, 2018. The traditional wages only measure of poverty shows 4.9 million Californians are poor, according to the measure. But the cash plus housing supplemental poverty measure shows 7.1 million California live below the poverty line. That means 18.2%, almost 1 in 5, of the state's 40 million residents are considered poor. The top Republican on the spending panel, Representative Charles Fleischman, RTN, did little to challenge Miller. For example, Fleischman did not ask Miller about the cost of hiring the 260 caregivers, nor did he ask about the rising number of gotaways that successfully sneak across the border and into jobs in U.S. businesses. But Fleischman did ask questions about DHS's plans for the Title 42 healthcare rule and the incomplete border wall. Miller could not answer those questions because the decisions are made by officials in the White House. Under the direction of DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, the DHS is not flying detained migrants back to their distant homes. Instead, Mayor Kess's agents return the migrants to the five-yard line in Mexico so they can rest and try again to sneak across the border and into Americans' jobs. Since January, roughly 50,000 youths and children have been accepted at the border by the government-run program, which replaced President Donald Trump's policy of flying the youths and children back to their homes in Central America. Biden declined to use the judge-approved option of flying the arriving youths and children back to their distant homes. Strong majorities of swing voters blame Biden, not Trump, for the unpopular migration crisis. Most of the 50,000 children are actually older teenage boys, many of whom will take jobs at low wages to repay their smuggling debts and support relatives in Central American countries. Representative Ashley Hinson, ARIA, used her opportunity to question Miller to ask about how CBP agents determine if the migrant juvenile exceeds the age 17 limit for special treatment as unaccompanied alien children. "It's a difficult process, to be perfectly honest with you," Miller responded. "If we're unable to determine the age, we're going to err on the side of being a juvenile." Biden's delivery of the incoming youths and children also helps to keep their illegal migrant parents in the United States amid pressure from their distant families to return home. For example, a New York Times May 6 report noted 51% of the UACs released in the prior week were handed over to parents or to step-parents. Another 38% were handed over to immediate relatives, some of whom may have been fronting for nearby illegal migrant parents who declined to come forward. A May 13 tweet by Senator Ron Johnson, RY, cited federal data for 1,029 that said 79% of sponsors were without legal status. The federal delivery of children to their illegal migrant parents, after their handoff at the border by cartel-controlled coyotes, has been an open secret in Washington, D.C., for at least 6 years. The secret federal cooperation with the coyotes and the cartel stopped when Trump used his emergency authority in 2020 to send the migrants home when they arrived at the border. The cooperation has been accelerated by Biden as his deputies seek to extract more wage-cutting workers, taxpayer-supported consumers, and high-occupancy renters from Central America into the United States. "We're complicit as a nation in human trafficking," Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, said at a March 26 press conference in Texas with 17 other GOP senators.